Why should everybody dance now, you ask? Well, because it's time for the big dance. Now, when I say the big dance, am I talking about turnabout? No. Am I referencing prom? No. So then what is it that I'm talking about?
Basketball.
That's right, basketball.
The brackets are out.
It's time for our Final Four prediction show, where mascots have a bigger impact on the results than seeds, and team colors mean much more than records.
We insist that you have to invent a theme works for it.
Having a common theme among your picks is the one rule we will not bend.
I make exceptions where necessary.
Some themes come naturally.
Five teams in the past 10 years who didn't have a state in their name made it to the Final Four. So that's
Arizona.
Rare. That's a state.
Some themes are creative masterpieces.
Sorry, it was my own idea, but I think that's smart.
Not everyone can be a winner.
I feel rejected.
But we do take winning seriously. And the winner will go down in history, never to be forgotten.
Mary, did you win last year?
Did I win or did you stay?
So get your dancing shoes on because it's time for the big dance.
Big dance? I'm going to drop that in as often as I can to make it seem like I know what's going on.
It's time for the 10th annual Kathy and Judy Prediction Show.
10th?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That was Best Works first big intro.
There you go.
Excellent job.
Well, I wonder if we've given Steve enough time to come up with a theme.
Oh, done.
Okay. Okay, this year you are going to be the first person to kick off the theme announcement of the NCAA Final Four.
Steve.
Mine involves a short story. Do you mind? It's just a couple sentences.
Oh, well, Judy's apparently involves a musical production number, so go ahead.
Mine, this is the ancient story that young Native American boys were taught about the dangers of breaking away from the tribe. Have you
what?
Heard it? You never heard the story?
No, we have not, Steve.
Please. Homer, the Indian boy.
Homer!
Yes.
Told his parents he was moving to Champaign, Urbana. They told him he'd never make it on his own, but he left anyway. Soon he was stung by the deadly forest bug. He nearly died, hallucinating that the great evil spirit was trying to take him from his family. Happily, his dog wandered by, carrying the forest bug serum. He survived, learned his lesson, and stuck with his tribe the rest of his life.
I got it.
Okay.
What? What? Illinois, Wake Forest.
Where'd you get that? Oh, the forest.
I was going with Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets, very
stung
good.
Stung by Yellow Jackets.
Huskies.
Huskies.
Mm-hmm.
The Illini.
Well, Illini.
The Yellow Jackets.
All right, I'm going to remember this because I always remember the really lame one.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
The Illini, the Yellow Jackets, the Blue Devils of Duke.
Who are the Yellow Jackets?
Where did
jackets?
You get the Blue Devils? You didn't even talk about
the
that.
Evil
the
spirit?
Evil Spirit. Jeez,
oh,
come on.
Could have been the Demon Deacons.
It could have been.
Okay,
so really
thank God
it.
We didn't
wait,
save him for last.
Wait,
what?
Steve?
What?
Just tell me your picks.
He did.
The Illinois, Georgia Tech, Duke, and UConn.
Okay.
I like Duco better.
Duco.
Okay.
Oh,
hi,
there's Kurt.
Kurt. Okay.
Hi, Kurt.
Hi.
Let's hear yours.
Well, my wife is got a bad cold, and so it made me think that I should do one around the theme of being sick.
You're no dummy.
You are a dummy. You should have just done it around Tracy.
Now that I think about it, it should have been about being healthy.
Okay.
All right. Let's
okay.
Hear.
Sick.
Well, as Mary, a fellow Illinois grad, knows,
yes.
When you're at the ballparks, the things that you shout out, when you're shout across the stadium, the first thing you say is...
I-L-L.
Right. Ill. So
oh.
There's one.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
if you have a cough, your voice gets kind of husky. Steve sort of sold my husky part. So UConn, the Huskies.
Okay. All right.
And then when you've got that cough, you need to take cough Syracuse.
You laugh at that, but
okay.
You don't like serum?
Okay.
And then the Indian boy goes to Kentucky.
No,
to
no. You're in Steve's story now.
Sorry. I all couldn't right. Figure out the other one so well. I was thinking Gonzaga because that's kind of a sound you make when you cough.
Yeah,
but,
or
yeah.
When you have the flu, if right. You know which kind.
Yeah, yeah, but Louisville has ill in it also, so I wanted to go with them.
Okay, Louisville. All
Louisville.
Right.
So
Beth,
illness
you keeping
theme.
Track of all these. Beth has all these. We've got the illness theme and the Native American theme. Mary, you're right there.
Oh, my God. We all have, like, the same teams. This is all very...
Don't worry, I'm coming up.
You guys are finally catching on.
Yeah, but I figured it out. Okay. All of my teams have players with the last name of Williams. On Illinois, we have Darren Williams.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. On UConn, we have Marcus Williams. Mm-hmm. On Duke, we have Sheldon Williams. These are all starters, by the way, I believe. Except for the guy in Louisville. And I couldn't find his first name. I just had A. Williams. So I believe he's on the bench.
But you're going by last name.
Antoine.
Branson has Andy Williams.
Do you know what his name is, Dave? On Louisville?
Williams.
A. I don't know. I looked on the line of Louisville, and they just had A. Williams.
That's all right. You managed to come up with a theme.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yes, that's pretty good.
And there's a
pretty inventive.
Within the themes, and it is inventive.
Quiet.
They all...
Steve. He's shaking his head at me.
They all went
don't pay any attention.
Beyond simply the name of the team.
Yes, they did.
They went deep and they dug.
I feel a production number coming on.
No, mine's superficial, but it is a production number.
Well, why don't we do it?
Okay.
All right.
This is my theme. Silence.
Wait a minute. We're waiting. We're waiting.
I thought for a minute it was Easter Bonnet.
Duke. That would be Duke. Okay. All right. Do we have to listen to the whole song?
No, I just asked.
Well, they've all got, see? They've all got fight songs.
You know what this is?
I have no idea. What is it? The Washington Post March. Oklahoma. Okay. Is there another one?
No, there's only 14.
Well, wait a minute. We had Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
The Washington Post March.
Uh-huh.
Duke of Earl.
And the beginning one.
What was the beginning one?
You have to be really old to know this.
Okay, the first one is...
Okay, none of you guys got it.
This is the...
The one in the...
The Revolutionary War. I do not know this.
Carolina Moon, North Carolina. Your mother knew that one.
Kathy?
Yes, Steve?
Is mine still the worst?
Yes.
I think that's the best.
Well, you know what?
We have really?
It came to me in a flash. Yes.
Were you taking anything? Were you on new meds at the time?
I'm on my same old meds. Steve, what didn't you like about that?
I thought I was back at that bar Sidetracks on a Sunday night, Kathy.
The Duke of Earl part?
No, the Oklahoma part.
Why don't we take a break?
To recover.
And we'll be back to get Dave's and Beth's and Mike's and mine.
Now, back to your girlfriends, Kathy and Judy, on Radio 720 WGA.
We are continuing with our 10th annual NCAA You Have to Have a Theme Picks on the Kathy and Judy Show, and we send our congratulations out to Donna, one of our girlfriends, who won the best theme contributed from after reading about our contest. Her theme is contiguous states. Her states that she picked are Wisconsin, connected to Illinois, connected to Kentucky, with Louisville.
And which she wins in Kentucky.
In Kentucky. Yeah. She wins the pink album.
All right. Well, you know, Dave, do you want us to save you for last, since you're really the only person that's really sports-oriented, or would you rather hide in the middle?
However you would like to do it.
Let's leave Dave for last, because Dave's going
to
be the best, I'm
him.
Sure.
Let's
not build
to
Dave.
For.
Let's
go to you.
All right, I just...
Then Mike, then Dave.
Mine's directional.
Beth. Just,
you know, for all... What?
Okay, right.
For all of the directions, we just never, you know, really address the directions. So mine are Southern Illinois, West Virginia, North Carolina, and East Duke.
There is no East
Duke. East Duke.
This reminds me of an ancient Indian parable.
I thought I'd try to pick a number one seed in there rather than a number 15 like East Kentucky.
It's called
but
the pot kettle of calling black.
It could happen.
Wait, so
I didn't make
with...
people listen to a story, Steve.
Short story.
Wait, is it East Kentucky or Duke?
It's East Kentucky.
Duco is a popular anime character in the Far East.
What's UTEP? It's got an E in it. Does that stand for East?
L.
What?
El Paso.
What do you mean,
Paso?
El Paso.
E stands for L.
I thought if it was an East, yeah, I'm going
go
East
up Kentucky?
From a 15 to an 11.
East Kentucky's number 15.
I know, but it has East in it.
So, you know what I want to say?
What?
I mean, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but you're really going to lose.
I could win. North Carolina could win. And I think Sevens have... Dave, have Sevens ever won?
Sevens have made it to the Final Four, I believe.
There you go.
You're going to lose.
Okay. All right.
Let's see from Beth.
Okay, I went with fashion. I went with
of course.
Teams that sound like they could be the name of designer labels. Like, oh my God, is that an Illini original? Or, I really want those new Syracuse jeans.
Yeah.
And are those Gonzaga shoes? Love them. And I cannot believe you got the new Villanova bag. I've been on a waiting list for 6 months.
Okay, we want you to win.
Excellent.
Excellent fashion. All right, Mike?
Yes, ma'am.
Mike came storming into our office yesterday afternoon and said, I can't believe, who was it that was on?
James Worthy.
I can't believe James Worthy picked three of my teams.
Yeah.
Are they number ones?
No, oh no. I think I only have one number one.
Okay.
The theme I chose was a color because today's St. Patrick's Day. When my kids were small, I took my kids, dropped them off at my in-laws wearing orange because they're all pure pedigree Irish.
Okay.
That was always a big hit there.
So is orange going to be the color of all the teams?
Orange is going to be the color. Orangish red.
Orange.
Wait a minute.
Mary found a flaw in it this
yes,
morning.
What
so
was the
so
flaw?
We had to hit the. I picked Illinois, Georgia Tech that I thought was originally orange because I thought their football helmet was orange.
You know, yellow jackets.
But they're really gold.
But they are orange when you step on them. That's right.
And Georgia has some nice orange red clay.
Syracuse. Oh, wow.
Sometimes you got to stretch.
Okay.
Syracuse, they're the orange men.
Uh-huh.
And Florida has some of the most beautiful orange sunrises.
Oh, man.
I think that was good.
Do you?
Thanks, Judy.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Syracuse is orange anyway, aren't they? The team?
That's their nickname.
The orange men.
They're the orange.
Who said that's speaking of?
That was Kurt.
Yes, Kurt.
Did they get rid of the orange men?
I think they just call them the orange now.
Well, that's weaker than the orange men.
They were offending all the orange people.
All right.
Speaking of stretches,
yes,
we lodged an official protest, Dave Ennett and I.
Yes. Why did I decide to pick two? Me.
For what?
Why?
I was checking the wrong roster list when I picked Louisville for the name Williams.
There's no Williams on Louisville.
Is there a Bill?
Hey, good point.
Is there a Vanderbilt?
Well, you're on the wrong one now. You're on Wake Forest.
Is there a bill that goes to Louisville?
Yeah, I could change it. I could change to Wake Forest, or
why
I could change...
Why do you want Louisville? They're number four. You can.
They don't have a Williams on their team.
Nor do they have a Bill or William.
There are the bills that the...
Fine.
That the supporters pick up for their players, right?
There you go.
What do you guys call it? If you want me to change it, I can change it.
We let Mike get away with an orange helmet for Georgia Tech.
Get him out.
Yeah, we let Steve get away with
it. Clay. What is that all
Native
about?
American story.
You know
we
what?
Like yours,
you know what, O'Malley?
What, Steve?
You picked directions. Wow. Next year, I'm going
to
pick...
to make up some lame.
I'm going to pick schools with states in their name. I mean, you want creativity? Or I'm going to pick schools that play basketball.
While he's saying this, Steve is Carolina mooning you.
We'll be back with Dave Ennett's picks after this.
It's Kathy and Judy on Radio 720 WGN.
Okay, well, finally, we're going to have a sports professional make his final four picks.
Our final one.
It's Dave Ennett's turn. Dave, I imagine you have an exceptionally sports-old theme.
Well, actually, I've been busy trying to find Mary another guy named Williams.
Okay, not your job.
But I found one, yes.
Uh-oh.
And he's with the top seed, the University of Washington, Jamal Williams.
Oh, man.
Then I would have three top seeds. I can't do that, right?
What do you mean?
You have a seed. That's perfect.
I have all top seeds.
Can I do it?
Yeah.
You just did.
Excellent. Thanks, Dave.
All right.
Oh, Dave, did that leave you time for your own theme?
Yes. I went with, unlike Mike, I went with an actual accurate color theme.
Ouch.
No, nothing wrong with virtual.
Okay.
No, I suppose not.
Which is the color, Dave?
Well, the color would be blue. There are varying degrees of blue. There's light blue. There's royal blue, navy blue, dark blue.
Okay. All right.
Then you have orange and blue, as in Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You have gold and blue, old gold and blue, but the old part doesn't matter because it's gold. The University of Pittsburgh. That's my upset.
Ooh. Wow, that's your nine.
And then from the other side.
From the Syracuse group.
From the Syracuse group.
Yes.
Duke. Which
oh,
is,
that would be from the
white.
Austin group.
I'm at the right side of your bracket. I'll take Duke and North Carolina.
Well, what are the colors, or aren't you telling us?
Well, Duke is blue and white.
Yeah.
And Carolina is officially light blue and white. Some people call it Carolina blue.
You've heard of that, right, Judy?
It rhymes with Carolina moon.
Yes. So.
Okay, it's the oldest song that's ever been played, even on our radio station. Nonetheless.
Even when it was new.
And I knew if we didn't play it, no one would believe it.
All right. Well, there
So, Dave, you did a very K&J thing. You went with color.
Thank you. Well, see, you've had an effect on me.
I'm sorry.
All right, so that's eight different themes and eight different possibilities and one big loser.
Who's the loser?
Well, I have a 15 and 2-7.
Oh, you're the loser.
Yeah, right, but we knew that. Okay, well, it's a thank you to everybody for participating, and we'll know when, Dave. Is this over with?
Well, the championship game is on April the 4th, Monday night.
We'll know about you after the weekend, though, Kathy.
By the way, Kathy, one number seven seeds all time are 86 and 104, a winning percentage of 453. And there has been one number seven team that reached the Final Four.
No, I don't have a seven.
Who
seed?
Has seven seed?
I have a 15. Oh, number seven. I thought you said number 17.
You probably do, Dave.
No, number seven seed.
Oh, number seven seed. I have a couple of those. Yeah. I have Southern Illinois and West Virginia.
Okay, so you'll be out of it by 4 o'clock.
Okay.